At the beginning of the service, we read the Treaty 7 land acknowledgement, and the collect and the prayer over the gifts and the prayer after communion, which we will be using in this service, all come from the Anglican Church of Canada website in celebration of the National Indigenous Day of Prayer, which is Tuesday this week. In 2010, the General Synod of our church added this day to our church calendar. And as your bishop, I attended that synod. The cope that I am wearing is worn in honor of and in thanksgiving for our Indigenous sisters and brothers. My first parish as rector included St. Cyprian's Church, Brockett, on the Piikani Nation, where I served for 12 years. On my departure, I was presented with this blanket by the congregation. The stole that I am wearing, if you can see the bits and pieces of it, was given to me by a parishioner in Red Deer who went to South America with Samaritan's Purse to deliver Christmas shoeboxes. She bought it from the local Indigenous people at their market. And you can see that it has many colors. Sort of reminds me of Mexico and the colors that are vibrant there in that culture. Giving thanks for Indigenous communities is our primary theme for this service. Now, a secondary theme is Father's Day. And the idea for such a day is said to have originated with Mrs. John Bruce Dodd of Spokane, USA, in 1909. By 1934, it had spread, and the third Sunday of June was chosen for its celebration. Customs arose, such as wearing a red rose to honor one's father who was living, a white rose for your father if he was deceased. And this brings me to the third theme. In the Gospel of Luke, we read the story of healing a demon-possessed man who lived in the wilds among the tombs in the land of the Gerasenes, at the southern end of the Sea of Galilee. This was a Gentile region composed of the 10 towns. Jesus shows compassion for this tormented foreigner who was shunned and persecuted by the people of the area. Without being asked, Jesus brings God's healing power to the man. The man is set free from his horrible condition, and the demons stampede a swineherd into the sea and are no more. Now we come to the reaction of the people. Fear grips the people. Fear of the unknown. How could this teacher heal this demented man? And fear that Jesus might act in other ways which would threaten their livelihood and their businesses. They asked Jesus to leave. The healed man asked Jesus to take him with him. But Jesus says, "Go back to your family and tell them all the wonderful things God has done for you." And so he did. He became a witness and an evangelist for Jesus. When God touches our life, we are given the opportunity to share the wonderful event with our family and friends. In this way, we give thanks and praise to God, and we encourage one another to continue our daily walk with Jesus. At St. George's, we have a safe and loving community who are open to sharing prayer requests, as well as God's loving response in their daily lives. With God's guidance and blessing, may this continue to always be so. Amen.